Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. You think about, you know, we're talking about the days of Noah in the first hour, and it's so important. We got to talk about these things. This is not some wait for the evangelist to pop in and teach every 4 years about something. You got to know this. We're in the middle of great fulfillment of a lot of prophecy, which means once it's certain, filled to a certain point for the church, we're out of here. Mm-hmm. And whether you're pre-trib, mid-trib, or post-trib, at some point, you know, you're out of here. Mm-hmm. And whoever controls the economy, the money, controls the vision of the world, mm-hmm. you know, the economies of the world. And we're looking at something very interesting right now. It says in the Word of God in Revelation, he says that, you know, at some point, this Antichrist, spirit, this Antichrist is going to call him the beast, will have an economy. And in the economy, you're not going to be able to buy or sell without being in this economy.
Right.
You need to learn how to fast now, by the way. If you learn how to do without food now, it won't be a big deal. Say, what are you going to do? I'm going to fast for the next 50 days and then go be with Jesus.
That's right.
But you can't buy or sell. And so that didn't make sense for a long time, but now it's very, you know, mm-hmm. doable. But to be able to have access to this economy, you have to have the mark. You have to consciously take your, like we're talking about in the first hour, you have to buy in to the beast economy. You have to say, you know, I will worship this. This is what I'll do. I'll buy into this. And you take your authority and you buy into the economy. And people, and so they call that, you call it the mark. You call it the mark of the beast economy. And you can just feel in the pores of your spiritual being all the checker pieces and chess pieces being moved around the proverbial board to put the beast economy in place. I mean, it's just happening. You can't help. It's like you hear the clacking of the ivory chess pieces. You hear the tapping of the checker pieces being moved around. And you hear the snore of the sleeping church while it's taking place. It's almost like when he laid Adam down to put him to sleep to pull a woman out, maybe God is allowing the church to sleep for the fulfillment of what's about to take place. I don't know, but it's snoring loud. And people say, well, you know, I would never take the mark of the beast. That's what they say.
All right.
This year, somebody that will never, never do without food
mm-hmm.
or cable that they would, or a cell phone. That they would never do, they would never take the mark of the beast. But yeah, you know, I just want to pause for a moment and think about this. I watched, you know me, I watched a discussion panel. And this is the topic of the discussion panel. The topic of the discussion panel was the people who write all the terms of agreement that you see when you come onto a particular program on the internet or you download a program and it's like 30 pages long and it talks about the terms of use and terms of agreement and indemnities and all these different things. And these are the guys that write it.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And they were talking about how many people read these things and how many people just click through.
Yeah, zero.
Zero. And so, and they said that they said, you know, They know that most people just click through.
Mm.
It's, you know, unlike me, you know.
Unlike you.
I will listen. And God's given me the ability to take data, and I can listen at a rapid rate of speed, audibly, to an entire book.
Mm.
And 45 minutes, something like that, yeah. And tell you everything about it.
Mm.
Isn't that wild?
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Amazing.
Isn't it?
Why did you have this gift when you were in school?
I don't know. I don't know.
I've got it now.
And, I mean, that's kind of exaggerating, but I'd rather hear it. It's like Perry Stone. I'd love to hear Perry Stone.
Yeah.
Most people just shut down and put it on slow motion just here. So then, you know, he's like, better listen up quick, better listen up fast. Man, I'm like, just this is great. This is the way I like to hear information, just rapid fire.
Oof.
And so when somebody looks at me and goes, this is going to be a long story, like, I'm looking at my watch already. But anyway, so I normally take this terms of use, terms of agreement, and because I just want to know what people are buying into. What are they agreeing to? And then it's amazing that, you know, you're agreeing to, I mean, some of the biggest, I looked at just the presidential candidates. They have their own app. You have an app for Mitt Romney, and you have an app for President Obama, and you can download it, and terms of agreement comes up. You have to listen to read the terms. It'd be really surprising to listen to the terms of agreement on those apps. And you look at Microsoft Word and things of that nature, or Google, you know, Google email accounts and that type of thing, that you're agreeing. Facebook, for example, you know, Facebook handles all their world issues in Ireland. They handle all their legal disputes in Ireland, except for America. Mm-hmm. But of course, if we give up our constitution, top of the morning to you, you know, we're going to be handling it, because it's a, think about it. You don't think about that. Your data is being stored all around the world. And when you read this, they're saying you give permission for the use of your data, third parties, data storage. We can migrate, keep your, which is basically, you know, your thoughts and what you search, and, you know, and we have something coming. Well, and so all the stuff's on your computer. You're just basically saying that they can have it or store it or use it, or, and it's like, really? It's totally amazing. And so people, I mean, people just, they, you know, one screen comes up when they download something and says, do you agree to these terms? They don't scroll it or nothing. They just go, yep. And then another one comes up. They go, yep. Another one comes up and they go, yes, yes, I agree, I agree, I agree, I agree. Let me tell you what the third one's going to be. This is the third term of agreement it's going to be, and you're going to be really surprised because you didn't read it.
Mm.
It's going to say, this is the beast economy that you agree to use our product that you will not buy or sell without taking this mark. And they're going to hit accept so quick because you've already been trained to just, you've been downloaded with so much information. It's information overload that most people are just going to click through.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to click through. And then, because you agreed to it, they're going to hold you accountable to it. At that point, you're going to be able to be prosecuted based off what you agree to.
Mm. Very good.
And then, wow. So people say, I would never receive the mark. We don't even, everybody's clicking through, even the panel. I mean, this is like a 2-hour discussion. I'm listening to them talk about it, you know, intently. Listening to this is so interesting.
Amazing.
And it was so amazing. Even they know that people don't read it. But again, I'm going to tell you who else knows that most people don't read it. Satan knows that.
Mm-hmm.
Satan knows that. And so people say, I would never do that. Besides, I don't have a computer. I have a cell phone. Well, every single app has the same thing. When you get these 50 pages from your cell phone, it's saying the same thing. These are companies and corporations. They're not government entities. These are, I mean, you go to one cabinet company and they treat you this way and give you a good deal. You go to another cabinet company and they take advantage of you. Those are two different companies, two different corporations. Well, imagine both of them having all of your money and your information. That's what these are. They're companies. They're not people. They're not God. You know, they're not government. They have no constitutional requirements to abide by. That's the government has the constitutional.
A lot of these companies are realizing, too, that they're not even interested in you and paying full price for the tablets and the pads. Amazon, for instance, is taking a loss on these Kindles that they're doing because they want you to buy their content. You know, just so it's kind of everyone's getting prepared already in a way to just be purchasing and buying. Just by click, 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 click. And you agreed to terms months and years ago when you first bought it, when you first signed up for the account.
Well, you know, you think of what you heard also, I just heard, you know, allegedly Florida is about to get rid of all their books. I understand that in Jersey they've gotten rid of their books and they have iPads there. Is that right?
In the junior high school, they're going to be dispersing. They have already dispersed iPads, and that's, you're going to see that a lot. In fact, allegedly the new iPad is designed now, the 7-inch one that they're designing, that's the big push, is iBooks, is to get all the reading, everything electronically, all the data. And so, but that's what they're presently using in the middle schools right now in Jersey.
Well, yeah, Florida, Florida is about to get rid of all their books and go to an iPad.
Really?
Yes. I'm going to tell you more about that when we come back from our break. But understand that they got a budget number down to replace all the books, from what I understand. I'll give you an exact quote from that in just a moment. But understand this. Whoever controls the finances controls the vision. When we keep on saying government, and we do need to rethink how we're taking care of the poor and the needy. If 97% of the church is robbing God, listen, they're robbing their neighbor as well. If 97% aren't given to God, his tithes and his offerings, you know that the neighbor is being robbed. So we can't say that free market is the way to go if we're still not taking care of the needy and the poor. And so we have to rethink how we're taking care of people. And while we're thinking about it, you know, go outside of your house with cash in your hand and find a homeless person, find a hungry person, and get used to money leaving, money, stuff, and things leaving your hands and going to people that are needy as you're thinking. Don't sit back and ponder this. Let God see, you know, that you are going to start dispersing and taking care of people as you're trying to hear him out, as you're trying to hear him out. Don't wait and try to figure, you know, I was just trying to wait on God to get a word from God.
It's kind of cash while you can, you know. Even right now in the George Washington Bridge, they just came out with a new law, a new update. Right now you have to have you can either pay with an Easy Pass, which is an electronic device that once you go through the bridge, it just kind of debits your account, or you can pay cash. Well, they introduced that concept. Then the next thing was to increase the toll amount. But if you use electronic Easy Pass, you pay less than someone who's actually paying cash. So there was like a $2 discount. Instead of paying $12 cash, you pay $10 with your Easy Pass that is electronically debited from your account. Now coming in November, they are no longer accepting cash payments. So your only option is to get an Easy Pass. But that's okay. If you don't get an Easy Pass and you decide to go through the toll to get to Manhattan from New Jersey, they will take a picture of your license plate and they will bill you. It's like, good luck trying to explain that maybe you didn't go through the pass that day. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're seeing more and more the opportunity to totally get rid of cash. And now you have, even now with the new iPhone updates, you have all these things called Passport, where you can now electronically pay in Starbucks. You just, you know, you have your account. You don't even have to take your card out. You just do it right from your phone. And so you're seeing, you know, give cash and let that cash come out of you, because there's coming a day where you're not going to use cash.
Amazing.
We have so much to be able to talk about in the context of that understand, if a salesperson, this is what a salesperson says. They don't try to tell you everything. They just want to get their foot in the door. And what you're seeing is when somebody said, let's just have don't ask, don't tell. That was a foot in the door. We're facing today what we face today because we let, you know, we said, hey, that's cool. Don't ask, don't tell. Then you look at, oh, let's just allow, you know, abortion for this reason. Mm-hmm. That was a foot in the door. And now it's abortion for, you know, you can sneeze and have one.
Mm-hmm.
Then we say, hey, you know, let's just allow divorce under, you know, no fault or whatever. Now 50% of the people in the church are getting divorced.
Mm-hmm.
And what the enemy likes to do, and most people buy into, is no, I'm not asking for the whole football field. I'm asking just for a yard.
Right.
I'm just asking for a small, if you just let me get my foot in the door. That's what a salesperson would say. You just got to get in their presence. You got to get, once you're there, you know, you got to get there first. And right now, if this present government that's in place has a foot in so many different doors, it's amazing. And they're saying they even want their foot in more areas.
Mm-hmm.
And it may seem minor to you, but it's major because the salesperson has an idea. Their concept is they want you to get to buy these encyclopedias or whatever. You know, they want you to buy their product. It's a thing that you probably don't know what it is, but understand that the government taking over healthcare, we need to rethink how we're doing it. We're not taking care of people right. But the government doing it is not like this small little toe in the door. This is a huge body in the doorway. And sure. Whoever controls the money controls the vision of our country. And by surrendering this huge part of our gross national product, gross domestic product, that we are going to be, we've already made huge decisions. I mean, there's some huge things. And of course, if we don't repent, if the church does not do what's right, you know, God allows pagans to rule over his priests, his mm-hmm. kings, and us, his mm-hmm. people. Until we get rid of our sin. And so it starts with us, if God's people mm-hmm. will call by his name. But to know that these things that people are asking for right now, they're asking to get their foot in the door. They're asking to get their foot in the door, and it seems kind of innocent at first. It seems mildly innocent. How could that be bad? Yes, this is a really good reason. I said, you know, you can be right. You can take something that's right, and that's what, you know, I used to be a community organizer. That's what you do. As a community organizer, you would talk to somebody about something that's right, and you would relate to them. This wasn't your issue. It was their issue.
Mm.
And then they would all organize around that right issue. But the goal was, you know, once I found out what the goal was and what the people were, I'm like, I don't want anything to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
But in the context of it was to get them mobilized and moving and get them used to moving and forcing authority to do what they wanted it to do. And eventually, then you turn them in a direction where you're transforming a community through community organizing. I mean, fundamental transformation.
Mm.
And I saw that as definitely wrong. And I saw it as the church shouldn't have been allowing that to happen to it
mm-hmm.
and left it. But it was a very educational time. Because I can kind of see right now what we have going on in America is our community organizers now are in, not just our president, it's all the way across the board.
Right.
That mindset of fundamental transformation is in all of our leadership positions.
Mm-hmm.
And they're wanting to transform how we do things. Well, do you really want to give up the vision of America? Well, no, I want to say the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag and I want to hold on to the Constitution. But let me tell you something. If you give control of the money up to the government, if you give all your money, 100% tax rate, some of them are talking about, if you do that, you can kick and scream all you want to, but they're going to call the blows. They're going to say, this is where it goes. This is what we're going to do. And we know better than that. And, you know, you don't, you know, this is how the school lunches will be. This is how, you know, it's just, they change all these values. And now they're telling, this is specifically what's being said, you know, about the healthcare that now the government's saying, and about business, that you are, because you're in business, this is what they're telling business, because you chose to get into the free market of America, you gave up your religious, you have to separate your faith from the free market. You cannot say this is a Christian business, therefore we're not going to provide the abortion care, you know, for our employees. They said, this is what they're saying. They're saying, allegedly, they're saying mm-hmm. that you have to separate the two. And now they're even telling, one of the publishers of Tyndale House, or I don't know if it's Tyndale House or the one that prints Bibles, one of the ones that prints Bibles. Who?
Nelson. Thomas Nelson.
No, it's not Nelson. It's anyway, allegedly they're saying that you're not religious enough, so you're going to need to have to buy health care that provides abortion for your...
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
They print Bibles, you know. And then they're telling the Catholics, you know, to do the same. It's like, but you know what? The second you turn to government and you let government dictate and you give them the financial control of your money, they're going to tell you you're going to have to pay for abortions for your employees who have them without your knowledge, and you're going to find out. If you go back and search abortion out on the VFN Torch, you'll see predominantly it's most of the people who profess to be Christians are the ones that are having them, a different, you know, belief in Jesus, but they're the ones having these abortions. Mm.
Isn't that like how it's always been, though? People are easily controlled by what they get. And so you're looking at sometimes a people that because they're getting things or wanting things, they keep surrendering more and more and more of their rights and are easily and happily being controlled as long as they're getting what they want.
I mean, think about it. The government gets no money to give you until you give it to them.
Right.
And so the only way they have something to give is because they taxed you to get it.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to take money from you to give it back to you. And this is what a lot of people say, because since 50% of people in America pretty much don't pay taxes, they go, I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, right.
And what that is called is transference of wealth. I don't have any problem at all. You know, like my friend from Denmark. No, I don't mind being unemployed for the longest time. He's like, yeah, because somebody else's money is paying for him to be unemployed.
That's right.
And but as Christians, we're not saying, hey, you know, I don't want other people. I don't want to live off other people's. I want to work. You know, I want to work. And if you don't work, you don't eat. And
I was pretty clear about that, isn't it?
It's very clear about that. But I did want to say that it's October 10th article in the North of Scambia. .com talks about the iPads for all the schools in Florida. It's going to cost Florida $441 million. State Board of Education, it says, has put a price tag on the state's share of transition to digital learning materials for the public school systems across Florida, which is $441 million. So it looks like they're transferring the digital learning figure is part of the State Department of Education's $15.2 billion budget request. They're requesting a budget to be able to change that out, which is 4.2% of their budget. Mm-hmm. Well,
that's huge.
It's the big thing. This is the thing about it is that now the company, the corporation called Apple, mm-hmm. who has their data stored all over the world, has total access to your kid 24/7, surpassing the teacher, the principal, your governor, your sheriff, your police officer, your county commissioners, your school board, you parents. I mean, it goes right into a company and a corporation. And you don't even, and the founder's dead.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody really knows these companies. And besides, it's a company, the corporation, whose builders are jumping off the building in China, and who's running these companies? Mm-hmm. And it's like, what point are we going to take? When you get to the throne of God, when you stand before God, and you will, everybody will, it's appointed once to die and then the judgment. He's not going to say to you, God's not going to say, you know, I'm so glad you got that doctorate degree. You know, right. The way that you just put everything aside and everything that I told you to do and that you pursued a doctorate degree or a bachelor's or that you know, well, you merged those companies and you gained a lot of great wealth and built you a big old house and stuff. I mean, he's not going to say, hey, I love the way that you avoided the needs of society and took care of yourself. I mean, he's not going to, it's just these things that we measure. I like the way that you were able to learn, read like 10,000 books and you were able to, you know, move data around on your iPad system. I just love all these things that men measure by. In regards to value, it doesn't even cross the grid of his conversation with you. He's going to ask you this question. He's going to look at you, and he's going to look at me, and he's going to look down at us, and he's going to ask this question, did we love? How did we handle other people? How did we treat other people? Well, I didn't have time. I was in business, and I had to get all these plaques on my wall for all my education, and I had to do this and that, and, you know, and these business mergers, and I was just busy, 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 busy. You know, he's like, anyway, like I said, this reminds me of this particular man that he had an encounter with God where he, I don't know whether he had died or whether he had had a vision, but he was standing before the throne of God and he couldn't really see God because God was so much higher than him. He's standing there, but then God began to look down at him and just stare at him, and he's talking. He's going like, you know, I did this and I did that, and he's talking about religious things he did.
Right.
And then God just keeps staring at him. And then he says, what? What? He started thinking, you know, mm-hmm. something must be wrong. I mean, I'm cranking all this stuff out I did. And God says this. He says, I'm just seeing how much you look like my son. How much do you look like my son? We were just talking about whoever controls the economy, money controls the vision. And as we're surrendering all the money over to government, understand that they want to be able to control the vision. And I don't believe that it's evil intentions. I believe that they just think that they know better how to do things. They feel that they know better how to do things than men are doing it presently. And the truth is, if you look at the church, you know, and how we're handling things, what we're doing financially and what we're doing if we're in captivity, you know, and you read God's word and how he responds to those things, there are times where God, what we will not do by choice, you know, God will do by force.
Mm-hmm.
Because God is concerned about every human being. He's concerned about your neighbor, even if they don't cross your mind, they're crossing God's mind all the time. And we need to be concerned. We are our brother's keeper. And unlike Cain didn't think he was, we are. Mm-hmm. And didn't end well for him. But whoever controls the money controls the vision. And it makes me think about, you know, before we talk about the wisdom moment today, is understanding where we are financially at this point kind of puts things into perspective, because we were just talking earlier about we got to pay attention prophetically, because you know the beast economy and buying and selling and the mark of the beast, and you know it's very doable now. It's very doable right now. I mean, they know whether you're not only where you are in the state, but they know where you are in your house if you have your mobile device with you. If you have a mobile phone, it can follow your. They know where you are as you're walking around in your blueprint of your home.
Yeah, follow the blue dot.
Follow the blue dot. That's why I put mine on my dog and send him out.
And let him chase him.
Run, Rover, run. You know, yeah. I just send mine to UPS around the world and it comes back. But it's not a hard thing to do. And the question is, at what point will it become integrated with the human being body? And at what point, when people start getting their mobile devices stolen from them, they're going to say, we've resolved that. We can actually embed that in you.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, if you embed it in your wrist, people say, that's fine. They won't steal nothing now. Well, let me tell you about evil. They'll cut your arm off to take your wallet.
Yeah, right.
So don't think that embedding it in your body will stop somebody who's willing to kill your body. But when you think about whoever controls the money controls the vision, and right now at this very moment, imagine this. I mean, what would it be like, John? Think about it. That say your groceries cost you $100 a month. I know we're theorizing here. I'm sure it's less. But imagine, you know, your personal groceries, you go out and you buy your groceries using $100, because that really helps us think. I mean, if we said if your groceries cost you, you know, $372.25, I've already lost you. So let's just say, just for figuring, it costs you $100 a month, costs you $100. And say that 43 of those $100 every single month, you didn't use your cash, because the truth is you didn't have all the cash. You only had $57. So you would take $43 of the $100 of your groceries and you put it on a credit card. And then you go to the next month and you buy another $100 worth of groceries. And again, all you have is $57. So you take $43 and put that on the credit card. So you have last month's $43 on the credit card. And you have this month's $43 on the credit card. Now you have $200 worth of groceries, right? Because you had $100 of groceries on one month and $100 of groceries on the next month. But $43 was borrowed money each month. And they're going to charge you interest on that. By the way, they're not going to say, just give me the $43 back, we'll call it even.
Yeah, right.
They charge you interest. You know, some credit cards, amazing what they charge on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so now you owe the $43 plus interest. And they don't want you to pay it off. I'm going to tell you, the ultimate goal of the credit card company is just keep doing that and pay minimum payments, because we want to have a long-lasting relationship that you never pay off this debt, because we want to own you. We want to have part of your income for the rest of your life. Well, how? I mean, think about it. What if your monthly expenses are $2,000 a month? You know, your rent, your car, utilities, food, fuel, $2,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And you took 43% of that each month, like $860, and you put that on your credit card every month. And you borrowed it. I mean, how long is this going to last?
Not long.
Yeah, not long at all.
Well, listen. How did you guys get that so easily? We have brilliant, economists.
Right.
We have people who've gone to Harvard and Yale. We have people that have studied at Princeton. We have people that have worked on the economics of our nation down to the nth degree, bankers, and we have all these things going on, and you guys figured it out that quickly that's not going to last that long.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That is not going to last that long. Well, let me tell you something. Whoever controls the money controls the vision. $43 out of every $100 America spends now is on the credit card.
Wow.
Wow.
We borrow that money. $43 out of every $100 is borrowed from like China, mm-hmm. Saudis, somebody outside of our country.
Mm.
That's not good. I mean, you figured that out, and I was hoping to be y'all got it.
Well, it's not rocket science. It's not rocket science. I mean, you're just trying to live off of credit and just keep thinking you're just going to keep making the minimum payment.
So you're telling me this then. They know this. They know that we're driving this economy down to its knees, mm-hmm. and they have other plans in store.
Sure.
Well, think about this. So out of every 43% of every dollar spent in America that the government spends, 43%. So when you say, we want health care, we want the stimulus package. Well, understand $43 of that $100 came from China, for example,
mm-hmm.
came from mm-hmm. some other country.
Right.
So why do we have the right to demand from China money? We don't. China only gives that because they want to own us.
Mm-hmm.
They're like the creditor. Like, oh, this is pretty cool. Whoever Jesus said, whoever borrows is slave to the lender.
Yeah.
And this is how Rome ended. Rome ended when they extended themselves out financially. They put their military out in too many wars at the same time. They had gridlock in their government. I mean, all the components of how Rome ended, this is where America is right now.
Sure.
Wow.
73% of our gross domestic product, that's the things and stuff that we build, 73% of it goes to our debt. 73%. That means $73 out of every $100 we produce of a product or a service in our country goes to paying off this credit card.
Wow.
That means only $28 from every $100 do we have any leeway in, like, I don't know, another war,
mm-hmm.
another 9/11,
mm.
A couple disasters hit us, the Mississippi split, some of the things we're hearing might happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then crumble, right?
All right.
Yeah.
That we're overextended. America is creating $4 billion a day in debt. $4 billion a day. A day.
B?
A day.
$8 billion?
A billion with a B.
Wow.
And that's $120 billion a month. And they're talking about this physical cliff. They're not talking like this is fiscal money cliff. That's what mm-hmm. they're saying. They're not saying like a physical exam, that kind of physical. They're talking like a fiscal, that it's a financial cliff coming. Mm-hmm. And it starts at midnight, December 31st, which is like 77, 76 days away.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying that automatically at the stroke of midnight, and like ever how many days it is between now when you're listening to this and the 31st of December 2012, all these Bush tax cuts end, and across the board, we're getting pushed over a cliff. And all these things that we've overextended ourselves, it's almost like we've been set up.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
To bring crisis into our country. And everybody sleeps. The church snores while we're held captive by our philosophies and traditions that nullify and makes God's word of non-effect. It's like, we're going to have to wake up. We're going to have to wake up. We are walking towards the edge of a cliff. They tried to push Jesus off a cliff. Mm. You know, they came and they didn't like what he was saying, even though they thought it was religious, but they were going to push Jesus off a cliff. And of course, Jesus just basically said, freeze, you know, and he walked through them and left, but they were going to push him over the cliff. You don't tell me that Satan does not want to push the Jews and the Christians off a cliff.
Right.
Don't think that that these camps were something historically in the past that will never come again. That these ovens and ghettos and things that happen, realize Satan hates God's people. He hates human race, period. But he'll use the human race to be able to come against those that are gods.
Right.
Possessive gods, not Mormon gods. So I just want to encourage you that pay attention, wake up, don't have to worry about it. There's nothing to worry about. There is something to worry about if you're not paying attention, but if you're not worried, if you're listening to God, if you're abiding with God, you need to begin to abide with him. If you don't know how to do that, go to iabide.org and get your plan today and get started today walking, hearing, learning his voice. Go to VFN TV, begin to watch the word, listen to the teachings, understand the voice of the Lord. And you got so much available for you at VFN TV. Go to VFNTV.com and begin to watch it now. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.